the Building Better Relationships Journal and Meditation. We created the Building Better Relationships Journal and Meditation so you can magnetize the better relationships you want and focus on the positive role that you have in creating a better life through your relationships. We are excited for you to discover the gold within you that can help you manifest the love we all crave. The Building Better Relationships Journal has coaching questions that help you listen to the truth of what you want and what helps you to be empowered in love. The Building Better Relationships meditation is designed to strengthen your heart's ability to be that change you wish to see in the world. Why not download it now and think of it as a gift to those you love? If you love journaling and meditation, this is for you. Welcome to Building Better Relationships at Home and at Work with Angela and Patty. In this podcast episode, we have a special guest, Sylvia Leiva, content creator and YouTuber of Colorful Foresight.
Sylvia is a content creator on her YouTube channel, Colorful Foresight, which is about where we intuitively connect from within. The topics are intuitive in nature, from spirituality to current events. And in Colorful Foresight, there is a playlist section called It's Woo Woo Time, where a new video will be posted on Tuesdays. It's Woo Woo Time is about connecting the woo woo and bringing it into our mundane living. Welcome, Sylvia.
Woo woo.
Hello. Hi, Patty and Angela. Thank you for having me.
Welcome. We're so excited to have you here today. I'm going to ask you the very first question. You ready?
I am.
Okay. Sylvia, you have a YouTube channel called Colorful Foresight, where we can all intuitively connect within. Can you tell us about that and why you started the channel in the first place?
Well, just like many people, I would think, I just felt guided to. I felt something more than me. I actually tried a few times for several years, but finally last year I was able to, you know, go forward. And it's been like a nice momentum going on. What it is basically, it's different topics on intuition, but I want the audience who's watching to also be sharing with me their insight, not just me telling them. It's like, so my approach to it, it's like, oh, what do you think? What did your card show? And different things like that. So many different topics, and, you know, could be love, you know, business. It could be, you know, mostly current event. The current event, you could cover so many different areas. So it's really fun, been fun. And it's about the mundane living because we all have intuition. You don't have to be special. You don't have to, you know, it's just nature of our body. We're energetic being. So maybe some people may be more in tune. It can maybe it's in their family. Maybe it's in their life path. Maybe they worked at it, you know, like psychic. Probably in the same thing, intuitive, psychic, but I feel like that's why they bring it into mundane living. Could it vary? These unseen things that we can't really explain, it's actually part of our everyday lifestyle, really. But, you know, it seems like we tend to only focus on like the fantastical, like, whoa, and make it like it's a separate thing. But it's really in our everyday. So that's why I call it, it's woo-woo time, like, let's just have fun, don't take it seriously, but at the same time, realize it's something we bring into the mundane living all the time. And a lot of people don't talk about it either.
Come up with the name Colorful Foresight.
That's something that came to me at the suggestion through my spirit guide. It's because they also want to keep me in check. They want to make sure I stay in a, seeing to the bright side to things. Not so much seeing like with the rose colored glasses, but it's like, even if I do like a current event and maybe something serious, yeah, you know, you bring out the fact that the reality check stuff, but then also see the, like the colorful or more broader, like play to it. And that's because need to vision, you know, what we actually want. So it's not about like doing spiritual bypassing, which is like pretend that everything is all well and dandy. So that's why I think colorful foresight really to check me, to remind me, this is what your channel is about. You're doing it, but it's really about your audience. And also, so that's what I call colorful foresight, like see it colorfully. So recently, Angela, who went on my channel, we started doing good news. Because even though there are a lot of like bad news or reality check stuff that's happening, there's so many good news that are not happening. That not being shown, you know, in all areas, climate change, you know, new technology that being invented, the everyday people, what they're doing in their lives. So, yeah, so that's basically where colorful foresight comes from.
Awesome. I really like how you envision a positive future, but it's not a spiritual bypass. It's actually mm-hmm. using our capacity to project the realities that are inclusive, like colorful foresight also gives me that perception of the color spectrum. And there's some parts of the color spectrum we can't see, like ultraviolet, we can't see with our eyes. So it's seeing all the whole spectrum. There's a lot of layers to that name. Thanks for that question, Patty.
Yeah.
One thing I got about the current events that I was curious if you could share on, what is it about us that's obsessed with current events? Because I know you started the channel based on some other readers on YouTube doing current events. What is it about the current events that our civilization is obsessed by, and why do we want to know about that? What does it help us with?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, a current event goes from like about cooking, what celebrity this, da-da-da-da, E.T., and then they talk about politics. So if we're talking about it in the USA, because there's been going so much going on, you know, especially politically since the last 7 years or so. So because people are in fear. Now, as America, maybe before with a little, compared to like some country, and you live in a free world country, I probably didn't appreciate like certain things. But now that we're seeing like the challenge that's going on in the government, that's why it's starting people to be obsessed with current events, especially specifically politics. Because suddenly you have all these Americans talking about politics, you know, this young country, even though that's always been there, but this is like anybody, including myself, like I wouldn't talk about it. So that's why current events is so popular. We're fearful and we're paying attention. And so in the midst of all that seriousness, we got to bring up the good news too, and you know, go on in our mundane living with our woo woo. And another reason why I have the channel Colorful Foresight is that there's so many channels about spirituality. Why would you want another channel on spirituality? What's great about it now, people are open to the oracle card, the tarot card, or use the intuition, or even my relatives that not into that, they talk about the butterfly, the sign from the butterfly, you know, da 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 da. People start talking about it, very mundane kind of thing. But when it comes to artificial intelligence, because of artificial intelligence, it's a good thing, but it's like who programming behind it. So not only we want to keep the consciousness more on, hopefully keep evolving, because that would include all the programmers behind it, but I want people to really realize that intuition is so natural, and, you know, really start listening from within, because you're not going to be able to know what's real or not with artificial intelligence. So it's very important to know that we have intuition. Intuition way more resourceful than artificial intelligence is. And then what happened is we use artificial intelligence for good. We use it as a resource. Could it quick, right? It could think, but rather than they having us, we have them. I don't know if that makes sense. It's like if you think of Star Trek, I know the little out there, they have that big ship, it's very computerized and it's kind of automatic, but you still need the people. So that's another reason why I do colorful foresight, and I focus on the idea of like intuition is so normal. you know, let it in our mundane living. So that's how I kind of approach that. But that how, you know, with current event, that's why there's session with current event, because we're fearful. We're at the point where we're very fearful. That's why a lot of people talking about politics. And what Angela mentioned about, I started Colorful Foresight being inspired by other channels. I listened to Political Intuitive, they're psychic. Now, not just any psychic, because just like the good one, there are a lot of bad ones, or they're not, they could read, but they're not that great. You got to practice. But these intuitive, I would say, that I've been following since 2017, I will know what's going on in the news like 6 months to a year ahead because of them. So I started kind of doing that. I created this channel to go and continue with that. But I decided to focus maybe more on current event, because that's more broader versus just politics, and let them be the political intuitive, have that channel about politics, because that's a whole different ballgame.
Awesome.
You know, so.
Thank you. Yeah, I love your focus on your channel. It's more inclusive, not just focusing on one area of our culture. So can you tell us, when you connect within, can you describe what you do and what that is?
Connect within is just basically, first of all, the practice. I've been doing this for over 30 years, but I've noticed some people could be way better than me, and they've maybe only done it for a year. So it's not even about some time, about how many years. It may be some people are quicker learner, or they have an older soul or something like that. But I noticed that most of it is noticing, when is my mind doing talking? Because when I tap in from within, it's very quiet, very direct. And usually when I don't trust it, it's because my mind is too active or I'm emotionally involved. So when we connect from within, that's usually where that wise wisdom comes from. It could be your spirit guide, could be, I don't know, a part of us that evolved, you know, another aspect to us. But that's what I mean. Like, that's why people take a breather. Like when they sit down and they take a breather, you're just like getting present to it. But after a while, what I'm noticing is I don't even have to do that. It's just kind of automatic thing. And some of you will understand. It just becomes like riding a bike. At first it's like, whoa. Then after a while it just become automatic.
Yeah.
But always, always, always the mind gets away, or the emotion. So that's still a journey. That's a journey.
Sylvia, what is intuition for you?
Intuition for me is something that's way more creative than I am. Like when I do my channel Colorful Foresight, the stuff that comes out of my mouth, or even when I have a guest. And it's not that I don't want to give credit to myself, but it's not. It's way, the insight from within or from my spirit guide is way more expansive, way more creative. Like, so that's what intuition to me. Intuition is something more broader and something way more connected.
Mm. And can you share, how did you discover your intuitive abilities?
That's one of those things I stumbled into just back in 1990. I was watching a TV, and back then they used to have like UVH and VHU. It's like, I don't know what you call it. So in the U something, they had this tarot reader, and it was like a local New York program, and they used to read tarot. And I was brought up Catholic, so that's very different for me. And that's how I got into it. And then back in the day, remember the bookstore? They used to have bookstores. So I had to go, they had a little session, the New Age session. And I just started to go from there. And then the internet came along in 1998. Once the internet came in, that was like a whole different world again. So, you know, and they used to have magazine that used to promote New Age type of classes, spiritual classes. So I kind of went into that slowly but surely.
And
I can imagine, like, people before they even had, like, because I'm 1990, right? The one that came from the 70s, 60s, the stories I heard from them, they literally just went by guidance. Maybe a piece of a newspaper. that's really like connecting with something higher than self and intuition.
It would be interesting to think about how it's changed and evolved, because I think intuition has in some ways sped up, but you still need that old-fashioned way of just getting the message from a direct source and your intuition gets activated. So can you share, how did you make intuition part of your life today? How did you accept your gifts and abilities?
It's just because I've been doing it for a long time. It's my everyday thing. I kind of talk, it's like somebody who talks to God all the time. I talk to this part of me that, again, like a wise self, you know, aspect to me. I can't imagine without it. It's like every moment. It's just a part of me. It's just an automatic thing. It's a quieting. It's a very quiet voice. Sometimes it'll be obvious. It'll like get my attention loud, like physically, or I'll even hear it. But for the most part, it's usually very quiet. I think once you're open to it, then you explore it. You'll see it for yourself. Right now, this time frame, the spirit guide or my wise self will connect with me is through YouTube or media. You know, maybe before I used to get signs from the movies and the radios. I feel like universal intelligence or God of source, we use many different avenues to connect with us. Going back with artificial intelligence, you know, it's important that consciousness grows as humanity, and then we're going to become one with technology, and hopefully for the good. You know, back in the day, everybody probably connected with nature, cavemen. What was their source of intuition? Everything nature.
Yeah.
And what about you guys when you do your podcasting or dancing or your business? Don't you use your intuition?
Yes.
Mostly. Yeah. I can see my mind operating as well.
Yeah. So don't it's just another sort of way of my YouTube channel. Just what makes it a little different is that I want the viewer to connect with me and share what they get. It's not me telling them anything. So it's like, I'll be like, oh, we're going to do this topic on da 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 da. Okay, let's pull out the card. What are you getting? So it becomes something else more than me. And then I get so much out of it. After I watch the video, like, wow, that's good stuff, you know, because I'm really in the moment and I'm really connected to my spirit guide. Even though it looks like me and my personality in there, it's very like, especially I've had Patty come on and I've had Angela come on and they understand. It's like we're tapping into this part of us and connecting with the source, and they're giving us this information that way more sometimes I find better than a book.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
And these tools that we use, tarot, it's just a fun tool. You don't really need it. Some people use it, you know, different tools to connect with their something higher than themselves. But after all, you could just, everything becomes your intuition. Everything is a sign. That's what I feel anyway. And don't you feel like, talking to both of you, don't you feel like, could you know, now it's more mainstream now about spirituality and intuition. And a lot of it, also people may not talk about that, but they're more physical. They do yoga, they do Pilates, they're more connected to their body. So it's showing up in so many different ways how people are more tuned in. What is your thought?
I feel like sometimes there's still the mind operating, that people do the appearance of spiritual connection, but then they're actually not going that deep. So it's important for people like yourself who actually have that connection so fast and so immediate, you demonstrate it live when you're doing the readings. And I can see actually when I'm watching you that you step out, the personality steps aside and the intuition is stronger, because I think for the rest of the regular mundane living people, that our personalities are more predominant, and we see people doing yoga and meditation, but they're not necessarily living it outside of the yoga and the meditation. I feel that's different still.
I think going forward, when I do my video, I might make more of an emphasis to tell people that it's not that I'm really connecting with my guides, even though if I think it's obvious. I think sometimes maybe people think it's me. I want to maybe going forward, I might bring an emphasis. Oh, we're going to be tapping in with our spirit guide. So they're telling us, because that way people who are learning about their intuition realize that it's something beyond them. You know what I mean? So, so I'm glad you're able to see that. You see me, you see the, I step up a little bit and you could tell the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's important, because if you're out and you're like out of luck and something happens to you, we have to pray or we have to tap into something that to help us through it.
Definitely. Hey, Sylvia, I'm going to kind of change the subject a little bit. I have a couple questions for you. Did you get pushback from your family and society? And how did that affect how you relate to your intuition now?
Oh, I was a closet. I was one of those persons, like, hid. Yeah, I did tarot card in my room. It was, you know, come up from the Catholic background. Some people have a good sense of self. I feel like Angela had a good sense of self, even though I'm sure in the beginning, but she was more out about it. I was kind of like hiding it. You know, I would go to the class and not really telling my family. Maybe after a while, but only when it became more mainstream, then I felt comfortable. So even today, when there's always a new level of woo-woo. So there's like a normal level of woo-woo. And I don't mind talking about that. I'll do that on a video. But there are certain things, which Angela knows, that program we do. I'm very uncomfortable talking about that. So I relate with the people who are not wanting to talk about it. You know what I mean? Even though I do talk about it. Because it's kind of mainstream. That's why I feel comfortable, probably. But if I had to talk about more woo-woo stuff, it would be a challenging. It would be challenging. So hiding, I was hiding it for a long time, especially in my 90s, even though I told friends and my mother knew, but it's like she didn't like that. And then I went to a Hindu, in the last 10 years, the Hindu culture, and they're very into tapping into your woo-woo in a different, in another level. So you have to think about your family, because they get offended. Like, you were brought up this way, why are you doing that? And then now at a certain age, now I'm a certain age, they really can't do anything about it. And also, I think they see it like, long as positive and I'm not forcing it on them, mm-hmm. It's okay.
I love that, because I think a lot of people keep that part of themselves hidden from others who don't agree with it.
And let me tell you, just because I believe in the woo-woo, and it's not like an insult. It's just woo-woo. It's like unseen. Like, how you explain it.
Right.
You have to keep that in check too, because sometimes it's not utilized correctly. Sometimes it's really not woo-woo. Sometimes manipulation or imagination people are using. So that's another level you got to learn, when it's a real unseen or when it's made up.
Right.
So that's the practical thing. So maybe in the beginning when I started, I believed in everything about it. Then after a while, I started to see, like, oh, you know, it's all people opinion. Or maybe who are they getting the sources from? Or who are they channeling from? Or their seriousness, like, oh, I'm open, I could tap in. But they're kind of true to when the Catholic or the Christian say, you got to be careful opening the doors. So, but that goes with anything, like when you're opening to the unknown. But it just happened to me naturally. So it wasn't like I was forced into it. And in the beginning, I used to tell people, do this, do that. Now I do my best not to do that. Let them figure out. It happened to me naturally. It just happened. If it's meant for them, it'll happen. But when it comes to intuition, anybody, really.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Sometimes things come to you and you don't know where it came from, but you know, you have that knowing.
Yeah.
How does our intuition help our relationships or create deeper connections in our relationships?
You know what? I find it really good. I can only share like now. I'm not like the person to answer for you with that. That's something you're going to have to figure out. That's kind of what colorful foresight is like. I'll tell you what my experience been like, but you have to figure out how to work for you. When my ego's in a way, that's where the intuition's really helpful. So can you repeat the question again? So kind of.
How does your intuition help our relationships or create deeper connection in our relationships?
Okay, because I'm still Sylvia. I have an ego. You know, I have a certain level of maturity or unmaturity and all that. So that's where the intuition helps, because the intuition is way more wiser and it'll keep me in check. So if we're talking about relationship and I'm angry at this person, they'll give me insight like, why? Why are you angry? Or get over yourself. I mean, they don't say get over yourself, but kind of like you get that understanding. This is not like look at from a certain, you know, see it differently. So that how it helped my relationship in everything, actually, because if I have, even doing the YouTube channel, Colorful Foresight, it's like I'm not shy, but I am shy. So the intuition will tell me to keep going. Or if something's not happening, they'll tell me, you know, yada, yada, yada. So I have a relationship with my spirit guide. And my spirit guide helps me to connect with others. So it keeps me in check. I find that. Do you feel like your intuition keeps you in check? Both of you?
I've got my back. I feel protected.
Like you said about ego.
Yeah.
You're thinking one way, but there's a different perspective. And when you look at the heart of the situation, instead of looking at it from your perception of maybe judgment or hurt and seeing it in a different way or getting guided in a different way, more heart-centered.
I do want to mention that if you hear voices that, like, let's say I'm being silly, right? And the spirit guide will be like, or the wise self part of me would be like, just share with me a better way of seeing. But if you hear a voice that's like, what's wrong with you? That's likely not your intuition. That's either your thought or maybe some kind of energy around you that, you know, so that the spirit guide very kind and wise. Even when they're firm, they're not gonna be negative or derogatory. They might just be like, snap out of it. Or, you know, look at it differently. But that's how I usually know when it's me or there's something else that maybe I don't feel like me, but I can't be my intuition. The intuition usually solution-oriented. It'll tell me to take a walk. You know, it won't tell me to fight with this person. It might tell me speak up or something. So that's my relationship. So it helped me with my relationship with others. And when I listen to it, sometimes my emotion will get the better of me.
That was a great explanation of explaining the difference of when you're hearing it from one way or another way. I like that. Thank you, Sylvia, for explaining that.
Yeah, I think that really helps our relationships to understand that when you're stuck in one perception, that's you're stuck. And there is another way to look at it, but you might not feel like looking at it a different way.
I would think having a relationship like you guys have with your podcast or my relationship with my YouTube channel, this is where the kindness of the intuition comes in, especially if we're not seeing certain things go a certain way or we want to see more momentum in. Like my spirit guide would be like, you know what? Enjoy it. Have fun. And they'll tell me like, if I'm doing something that's wasteful, focus on this instead, or you have too many ideas. That's my personality. Like, no, just go back to this. And so I find it very helpful with that.
That's awesome. I think that's great. They could make your intuition and your guides can make you more efficient.
That's
using it. Ready to embrace a world of peace and joy through dance? Join me for a transformative experience where you discover the power of Sufi movement and world dance. Release stress, connect with your heart, and find your path to enlightenment. And join us to create a new dance, feeling what we have right here and now. Join us October 26, November 2nd and 9, 2023 at the Authentic Living Center, Dance for Joy. Tickets available at dancewithangela.com/events. So going back to the relationship piece about how we relate to each other, how do you see the way we relate to each other affecting the future of our species?
In general or with intuition?
Yeah, in general, like we were sharing about when you get stuck in one perspective, you might not see, like Patty said, the heart of the matter. You might not see it. So I mean, how important is it that we actually learn?
Yeah, look at me, 30 years, no, 20 years of self-help program, doing field tour. And when I'm hot, when I'm in my emotion, that's not in check. Well, when I'm in my ego, I could play along the game just like anybody else. Like what you see on TV and everybody fighting with each other. So where we're heading is that it seems like people are forgetting that, you know, they're forgetting. There's so many distractions and there's so many certain kind of energy going toward drama and all that. So this is where we're like, hopefully, it's like, if we're going to speak woo-woo a little bit, but talk astrologically, which is scientific in nature, there is something that's happening at this time frame where it supports that humanity consciousness grow. So that's the positive, you know? But just like anything, we can see it, how would that be utilized? So I'm going to focus on that versus like what we're seeing, which is not pleasant. It doesn't seem like people are listening to their intuition, they're listening to their emotion, to their ego, and we're getting caught up in the drama. But just like how I did a video with you, Angela, and I talked about earlier on good news, I have to remind myself to stay on the colorful foresight. And you know what I find? People find boring, good news boring sometimes. And like, even like my current president, he talks so soft. And they're like, God, he's so boring. And we should be embracing that. He's like, even if you don't like his politics, you know, and you have like another person, it's like, we're just focused on the drama. You know what I mean? Like the previous president that we had in the US, he knows how to make a show and all that. And that's important. But going back to your question, I'm hoping to be part of that, to bring good news, you know, to see the positive side to things. Even when I listen to your podcast, you show all aspects of it, but you show like a brighter side to it as well. Or you try to come up with solutions. So that's what I'm hoping to see more. What do you feel? How do you feel that we're heading as humanity, both of you?
That's a good question we were going to ask you.
I thought it was okay. That's my habit, because that's what I do on Colorful Foresight. I want to know.
Do you want to share, Patty? Yeah, that's Sylvia's style. Because the next, we were going to ask you what you saw as the future of humanity. You intuitively got our next question.
I think we have a chance, but we have to keep in check. And there are, just to know, you know, there's spiritual group, there are people that are praying, that are making sure things happen. Even when the government I'm seeing right now in the USA, even they might not be the best political person, maybe they're not really a nice person, they might still do the right thing. They will do the right thing. So if we have, like, we're dealing with the light and the dark, right? But most people are in between. So if we have more people in between just do the right thing when push comes to shove, we'll be fine. But it's a very interesting time. So we prayers matters, I feel. And I'm only going to look at the possibility to the brightest side to things, even though the reality check is telling us otherwise.
Yeah.
I can't think otherwise. Otherwise, why bother? You know what I mean?
Okay. So it's what would you say you see yourself as an active creator of that positive future? Is that what I'm hearing? Or
I would say the natural part of me is like that. So I don't know if that's my spirit. But if you go by my personality, I'm getting better at it. But I'm a huge worrier. You know, oh. I had a lot of challenges doing things in life because I was fearful. Which is contradictory for me because I had this side of me that always saw the colorful foresight, but then I was doing everything opposite of that. So now that I have enough support, I have more wisdom, you know, I belong to a certain spiritual group, I'm nurturing that. And that's part of doing colorful foresight. I want to have fun, do a certain topic, but I'm going to make sure I put out there that nurturing that, you know, the possibilities.
And in terms of the future with AI, and you were saying earlier that it's we're going to become one with AI, how do you see that potentially impacting the way we relate to each other and the way we might use our intuition?
Well, it goes both ways. It could be where we lose our sense of intuition because, you know, they're very intuitive AI. What they do, basically, they just go by the predictability of what you like, and it seems intuitive.
Oh.
But there is a lot of, like, spiritual groups. Like, there's millions and millions of people with YouTube channels and podcasts that are doing spiritual groups. So that's very promising. So I'm going to focus on that, the positive AI. And I want to keep reminding people to focus on your intuition. Your intuition would be way more reliable than anything.
Right.
It may not fly the plane. It may not help you do laundry. It may not come up with a solution in 2 minutes because it's able. But when push comes to shove, your intuition is the thing to follow. Because with disinformation and misinformation, who to trust? So I'm going to stick with thinking the brighter side. But I am very aware of, you know, what happened if we don't. We see it. You can see it now. The misinformation. Especially with the computer thing, they could take over your faith and you don't know who's talking and things like that. So listen, it's a million years old. We're still here. Even if society had came and went, we're still here. So, you know, it's just part of it. Humanity seems to keep coming about. So, yeah, think of it that way.
We keep coming, but where are we going? And where will we end up?
You know, we came from a fish, right? Where did we start from, a fish? What was the evolution?
Fish bacteria, actually, if you want to really go to the microscopic level, bacteria.
Why? Right. That's what I'm saying, you know? Big Bang, who knows? So we're still here.
And would you say that the future where we, like what I'm hearing is if we connect to that intuition, it actually comes from a benevolent place. And what would you describe that benevolent source? Some people call it God or the divine, the universe, universal intelligence. How would you describe it?
Well, that's a good question. It's just a feeling. When it happens, you'll just have a feeling of it. It's an experience. You know, it just feels good. You feel like you have somebody who had your back kind of vibe. It's all an experience. If you want to experience it for yourself, just ask, you know, whoever you pray to, be like, can you help me to be more connected to my intuition? And then look for it. It'll come to you naturally, but that's the only way I can explain it. Let me tell you, it's happening anyway. That's what the thing about intuition. You know, cops, right? You hear cops have a hunch. Business people have a sense of thing, a knack, right? So these are all part of the intuition. So we just got like into spirituality and make intuition so like woo-woo and like so special. Psychic is pretty interesting for those who actually have those gifts, because they are able to see the future. But even now, with the energy going so fast, you can really only project what it may happen, because we're constantly creating. So same thing with intuition. So I'm going to focus on the promising aspect to it, because if I go with my personality, sometimes it will just focus on what we're seeing in front of us, which is sometimes not so great.
What are the ways people are already connecting with their intuition unknowingly? And you kind of answered that question, but do you have more to add to that?
Okay, I'm going to ask my spirit guide. Hold on. Let me see. Give us some insight, some practical insight, how people connect. Even how, like, people plan their day. You know, during the day, like they think they're being practical, but they're tapping into something. It's like the flow of things. Mothers, how they get their stuff done during the day. They may write a list and all that, but sometimes, what do parents know? You're just a regular person. Suddenly, you have a child. A lot of it's intuition based, even if you don't think so. Some people may call it common sense. Fine, but there's just something that you just figure out. You know, you like sometimes I'll ask, like, how am I going to do this? Like, how am I going to fit this piece of whatever? I'm hardly handy. And then I'll get an insight. That part of the everyday, people think it's just they're intelligent. I don't want to knock people's imagination because they're great. But oh, here's another way. What about successful movie people who write books that are really amazing? They're probably getting insight from the universe. Look at Einstein. Where he coming with those theories? Probably coming from something way higher than them. I think a lot of the tech things that we discovered, it's way more than the person who created it. So that's the everyday practical thing. Even leaders, you talk about leaders a lot. You know, I know you have to use your imagination, you use your skills, but what about the knowing? That part of it, of your intuition. So that's why it's really natural. It really is very natural. And take out the woo-woo aspect to it. But let me tell you, going forward, we're getting more woo-woo in our world.
Yes.
It's fascinating.
And you know what? Like 20 years ago, you told us we would have a phone that was this small and would do everything. That would have been so woo-woo. So those are the practical. Some woo-woo is probably very practical. Star Trek, they used to have a tablet. And they used to have a phone. That's our cell phone and tablet. A lot of the sci-fi movies we watch, you kind of hint you what's going to be like in the future.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember when they showed a computer technique. You know how now you can touch the screen and you can make things bigger or smaller by pressing on it? I remember looking at it, go, wow, that's so weird. That's so advanced. Now it's like a new normal. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
And probably a lot of these adventurers, Apple and all that, they probably got something. If you want to go with the woo-woo from the source or ET, who knows? We don't know.
Well, some of those companies get people like Netflix made their big shift as a company by getting young kids in their 20s just to go, well, what would you like? And then they started to create all these programs or concepts of how to interact with the platform based on what they just got in a room and got creative.
Yeah.
And, you know, tarot cards and oracle cards, people are really drawn to them and excited about it, and it lights them up. So what is it that people get from those cards and the woo-woo stuff that maybe they're not getting from the mundane life?
But, you know, funny, like I was amazed how popular it is.
Yeah.
Like so many. It's like, I'm surprised I don't see my niece and nephew use them. It's like that popular. But it's not so much the tarot. It would be the oracle card, the affirmation card. You know, maybe people more open to that. I would say it might have to do where we are heading at the planet. You know, we're going to go into, we're heading into the Aquarian age and we're heading into the golden age. So it's just evolution of it. You know, like sci-fi, you kind of, you got these visionaries telling us how I'm going to end up in the future. So I think it's a part of the evolution. So people are connecting to the oracle because they are tapping in more within, but maybe because they have their mind, you know, like the active mind or the emotion, the card helps to fine tune. It's just a tool. Like, okay, spirit guide, tell me what's going on. And they go from there. And if you guys done tarot or oracles in the beginning, I used to want to hear what I want to hear. So it's like a learning trial, a learning curve. And I would ask the same question. And after a while, you could kind of like spirit go, tell me, the spirit guide, we already told you, but you don't want to hear. And that's why I would feel sick. Like, I actually stopped doing cards after a while because I would want to control what the answer is. And I would get sick because I'm asking the same question over and over. And you see it, but you want to see it the way I wanted to see it, the way I wanted to see it. So now that I'm older and I've been humbled a little bit, I've learned more on the way. I can't say that I'm 100% like trusting my intuition, because just when I think I embrace this kind of woo-woo, there's a new level of woo-woo I have to embrace. And when I say woo-woo, it just means like dealing with the unseen. That's like, whoa, they're for real? And it is for real.
I like that definition. Thank you for explaining that. How can our listeners follow you or contact you about your services, Sylvia?
Well, right now you can follow me at Colorful Foresight on YouTube. And right now that's where my main focus is, but I do have other plans. So I have videos every week and I would love for you to get interactive. I don't want you just watching me. I want you to get interactive with me. If you don't do cards, that's fine. Use your intuition or just talk to me. And then in the future, we shall see. So please, join in at Colorful Foresight on YouTube and subscribe. It would be great. Thank you.
Is there anything else that you would like to share with the listeners that you haven't shared already?
Stop making it like it's just a weird thing, listening to your intuition, or if you think you have to be special to do it. No, everybody, you already have it. You're already using it. So you might as well learn how to use it more where you're really good at it. I don't know how that, just that awareness. Once you bring that awareness, oh, I would like to be more in tune with my intuition, you'll start seeing signs of synchronicity that would lead you there. And also, just because somebody teaches it doesn't mean they're a good teacher or they're reliable. So you have to use just discernment with that as well. That's why with my channel, I don't particularly like to teach, but I do like to share. Maybe I'll give an opinion too, because I am me and the rest of it intuition, but I include you. And you always have to take it with a grain of salt, even with that. So thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Thank you so much for listening. Please share the podcast with others, follow us on Spotify, and check out Sylvia's Colorful Foresight YouTube channel. And join Sylvia on Tuesdays for new videos to connect the woo-woo and bring it into our mundane life. We will have Sylvia's contact information in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to Building Better Relationships with Angela and Patty. Send us a message and please like or share the podcast or donate with the Anchor Donate button. We really value your feedback.